More than 500 of Maryland's gifted and talented students are participating in summer camps around the state. The camps focus on areas such as the arts, computer science, languages, and the environment. In this report, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visits a space camp at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel.
Okay, so we need to tape this on.
What's that?
11-year-old Nathan Tang and his teammates are building a model of an unmanned space probe out of cardboard, foil, and duct tape. Their pretend probe is destined for Saturn's moon Titan.
It has a multispectral imager, so our main overarching question is to see where the methane in Titan's atmosphere comes from. So we believe that it could be outgassing from the volcanoes on the surface.
Nathan and his teammates are among 36th and 7th graders who have spent the last 2 weeks at the Applied Physics Lab exploring the facility and hearing APL astronauts and engineers talk about their national security and space exploration work. They also work on their own projects. The students had to come up with questions that NASA does not know the answers to about Earth, which could possibly be explored on future unmanned probe missions. Ellicott City, 11-year-old Panav Gudadori's group's question involves Venus.
What is Venus's core composed of? They think they know, but they're not sure. Since NASA is going to be doing all this, they don't want to waste money on a project that they already know the answer to.
Samantha Wilt's team is working on a PowerPoint presentation about their proposed probe, which would explore one of Saturn's moons for microbes. Wilt from Baltimore says the camp is perfect for her because she wants to be an aerospace engineer.
I've always enjoyed science and all the satellites and probes that always go into space. As soon as I saw it, I knew this was going to be very fun.
And serious. During the camp, APL staff members such as solar probe scientist Dr. Nikki Fox monitor the students' work.
I'm blown away by just how bright these children are, how enthusiastic. You know, they ask questions and you just think, wow, I can't believe you can even think of that question. Never mind, I probably don't know the answer.
Fox says it's obvious that the students research what their probe model should look like and they've stayed within their given budgets. But the main thing she hopes they take away from the camp?
I hope that they get an appreciation for teamwork, actually. It's very important to understand that it isn't just one person that makes a mission happen. It's a village that makes a mission happen. And that, you know, everybody has to work together.
Three, two, one.
That teamwork is evident as the students have fun launching rockets they've made from water bottles. The camp's director, Lindsay Jones, a Baltimore County physics teacher, says she uses this experiment and others from the camp with her 11th graders.
I talk about space as much as I can in my physics. It's something that the kids don't get a lot of. I'm in high school, so I do bring a lot of the things I learn here back, cool facts and just the amazing stuff that they do with the missions.
Jones says the campers are thirsty for the material they learn here and enjoy being in a setting where others share their love of science.
I had one parent actually tell me when they dropped the kid off that he was so excited to be among his peers for these 2 weeks and be able to talk about this stuff and not really worry about getting teased. Because I'm admittedly a space nerd. I own it. And they should too.
The camps cost $250, but needs-based scholarships are available for low-income students. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.